offre une sonorisation puissante de grande envergure sur une longue portée. Pour la meilleure qualité de sonorisation possible à petite, moyenne et grande échelle, choisissez Sonomusique, le leader qui pense, innove et bâtit l'avenir de la sonorisation avec les nouvelles technologies.
39.5. Hi, my name is Debi, storyteller, dub poet, partly raised in Montreal, 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 launching my new CD 333. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Happy to be here. Anyways.
What's the show?
This is like for All Things McGill. If you want to introduce it, your show.
Yeah, it's All Things McGill. We actually interviewed SPHR last this Monday. So we are a campus news event show. And today we're doing live recording at GERTS. We're going to play some songs that people will have to guess. And we have Burna Boy tickets.
Burna Boy tickets. Yeah. Burna Boy tickets.
You like Burna Boy?
I love Burna Boy, of course.
Cool. Do you want to play?
Do I want to play the game?
Yeah. Basically, we're going to play a song, and you have to guess who's the artist. And if ever you are the person guessing the most songs, you win the tickets.
Okay, let's do it. I'm down.
Okay.
Okay, wait, I have to ask first, though. What kind of music do you listen to?
Oh, a lot of different kinds.
What
am I best at?
No, best at.
Is that the question?
Do you make music?
No. Like best at list. Like, what would I be best at identifying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what's your genre?
What would you like? What kind of genre? Just so I don't play you like a metal song that you have no idea about.
Yeah.
Like,
let's go. Let's go hip hop.
Hip hop. Okay.
Rap. Generally. I'm not very good at this kind of thing though.
You're going to be fine. Listen, we also, like, we're not sure what kind of, how easy to make this. Because, like, we're talking to random people.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to know, like...
I'll be your test subject. Kind of
yeah, okay. So you're a test to see if you're, like, you get everything immediately or not. Okay.
It's a bit like trivia night.
Well, first of all, do you want to introduce yourself? What's your name? What you do? A bit about you?
Yeah, this is being programmed on CKUT.
Yeah, it's going to play today at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And Monday at 11 during the regular All Things McGill schedule.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm Kareem. I'm on my last semester of cognitive science. I just walked into GERTS because I have friends that are getting a coffee, and we're planning a protest later today. That's me. Everyone, come to the protest, 3 p.m. Arts. We're very angry at McGill. There's also the policy against genocide in Palestine. Vote yes if you haven't done so already.
Yes.
Polling is open until the 20th in the morning, but the sooner you vote, the better.
That's Sunday, right?
Yeah, it's 11 a.m. on Monday is the last.
Oh, on Monday, okay.
11 a.m. though, so no one's even awake.
Okay. Do we have one? I think I have one.
Okay, Sequoia's going to be the DJ for the first song.
I don't know. Let's try one.
Yeah, as I said, I just walked in and saw Sequoia, and I realized I had to say hi, and then this turned into... And then as I walked in, she's like, if anyone wants to come up and talk, so I was like, all right, well, may as well.
Yeah, thank you for... We were worried that, like, we're going to have to go out and, like, rope people in, but this is good. Okay.
Do your magic. No, we have better songs.
Oh, better. I'm excited.
Oh my god, okay, well, I'm kind of making this up on the fly.
It's okay. So, Sequoia, we trust you. We trust you for a good first song.
Okay, ready?
Wait, before we start, vote yes for the policy against genocide in Palestine. By her sweatshirt.
Some sinister title. That was so fast.
That was fast. You knew the title too. Okay.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I have to just say the artist?
Yeah, the art is just, it's fine. That was impressive. Come on, we need a better one, a harder one, Sequoia.
Too easy, I don't know what it is.
Check it out.
This is Biggie. What song is it? It's Biggie.
Yes.
But wait.
In the place with style and grace, yeah, like, allow me to lace these lyrical dishes.
I need the hook. I know the skip of it. It's Biggie.
Don't play. We have a mic for you. Come on in.
But I just can't quit because one of these homies, Biggie, got to creep.
Yeah, you lose if you got it wrong. That's the end. It's like the TikTok guy. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
we don't have money, but we have Burna Boy tickets.
Can you double my yes vote for...
Oh, I can't say anything.
You can. You're on the campaign committee. Yeah,
but... And Smoo, I can say it?
Yeah.
Can we double my yes vote for the Palestine Against Genocide and double it and pass it to the next person?
Sorry, we're ruining your show with campaign.
I wish we could. We'd have the power.
Double it to the next person.
Is it... Was that...
Go on.
Big Papa?
Yes. I love it when you call me Big Papa.
That was the one? That's the song?
Hands in the air if he's a true
Sequoia's
player.
Sequoia's the DJ. Sequoia.
I knew I had the hook.
We need your input.
Yeah.
Don't forget your mic.
That's all me,
though.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Do you want to hold the one?
Okay, are you ready for the next one?
I am.
Yeah. Are we competing, though?
Is this
maybe.
Do you want to compete? I mean,
I'll go head-to-head. I'll go head-to-head.
You can play together,
yeah,
or you can compete
good.
As you want. We'll have other players later. They can,
are we on the
they
same
can beat
team?
You. You can
let's do the same
combine
team.
The two,
okay,
right?
Same team.
Collaboration.
Okay, ready?
It is playing. Is it?
Everyone also vote.
It's a long intro, maybe. No?
Vote to keep CKUT. We need CKUT in the mix. It's on the referendum. Making it overzealous. They show and tell us. Throughout history, earning cheddar.
They form and break out. Nickel plated. No, it was playing. The same old story in a whole different era. I'm watching massacres turn to running mascara. But anywho, for the pain, see what this any do. So we can see what lies beneath as we pull up a swig of truth. The sun sets as I sip a few. The sky turns a different hue, farther from the color blue. The nighttime has arrived. I recline for the evening. I'm hawking down the next goal. The names and I started in a nightmare. So pinch me a dream. And I'm killing off my demons because my soul's worth redeeming.
I'm going to change my song pick for the same artist.
Okay.
It's gonna be this one, okay?
Oh, hey. New song.
CKUT, All Things McGill.
190.3 FM.
Song and artist, or just artist?
Just artist, that's enough.
Okay. Like on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, take a ride on my train of thought. Fundamentals, what I bought, penny less. I awake the emptiness enlightened. 26 years on earth, my soul fighting. Habits that inhabit my body has took a liking to my lifestyle. Battling stress the size of Goliath. Sling shots plus hard rocks, these stones getting thrown. My temptations are amplified when I get alone. Try to separate the action from the man. I wholeheartedly understand why I need to grow even though I'm grown. If I did you wrong, I vow to make it right. Judge me off appearance, it was said to me I'm impolite. Eyes remain in freeze mode, I'm stuck in fight or flight. I'm deflecting my daily problems within my daily life. Recognizing patterns of my own demise. Why I feel like hiding the truth is finding a lie. Dealt with thoughts of suicide, women I've objectified. Couldn't see it through
keep my eyes up, but that I apologize. I'm desensitized, working hard to empathize. Strung out on love addiction and groupies when souls collide. I've been this way since the day I turned 6. I've been touched before, way before I...
This is on the radio?
Oh, this is British.
We're gonna get clowned.
I'm gonna be feeling myself. I'm gonna
kill myself. I just wanna feel myself. You want me to kill myself? Man, I've been on my own. Lord, I'm gonna need some help. I just wanna feel myself. You want me to kill myself? Man, I've been so damn long dealing with the things I felt. Suicidal thoughts started gurgling. Soon leather seats like a
this is from Taboo or something.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. It's the worst album of the decade.
Overrated. Overrated. That's
no,
my
I
take.
Really have strong feelings about Denzel
that's
Curry.
Not a policy campaign take. That's just a personal.
Yeah, it's personal.
Overrated. Denzel Curry.
Yeah, Denzel Curry. Sucks.
Speaking of the policy.
Oh, we're not allowed to swear, huh? On the radio?
Okay, new song.
We want to get Denzel Curry off all the radio. Get Denzel Curry away from
okay. Taboo. Trouble with the music.
Jump, come here they come, run.
Is this Earth?
Yeah. Earth Gang might be on this.
Is Earth Gang on that song as well?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I didn't say that then.
I'm impressed. Okay. I mean, that's not my genre, so I couldn't guess any of those.
What do you guys listen to? This is, who's,
Yeah, is this a hip-hop specific, or is it,
oh,
are
I mean,
we...
No, I'm just doing that.
I said my thing was, like, hip-hop.
Oh, okay.
More so than anything else. But, like...
Do you have another genre? Okay, here's a question for you. What, like, realm of hip-hop are you guys in?
It spans big.
That's yeah, the 90s stuff was a little 90s? Tricky. Was a little tricky is what I'm saying. That
okay.
was a little bit of a... Of
okay.
a
But, like, name, like, what area of hip-hop are you guys
I
in?
I feel like we can also do R&B.
R&B,
okay.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
like alternative. When I see that show, every
yeah.
time I see him on, I'm like, oh, of course I'd get that. And I know that if I got on the show, I would get just thrown a curveball.
Okay. This is like, okay.
Play, actually,
yeah,
hit shuffle
hit us,
on your like songs and we'll see what comes up. I feel like
one.
We got a better
song. Okay, can you come in here, is that you did?
Yeah.
All right, for sure. I got a jam.
I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs.
Favorite albums ever. I saw him at okay, we still got the artist yeah, this sounds exactly like the Sun's Tyrant. One last call.
I mean, we don't know. If you win, you win. If you win, you win.
Yeah.
We're gonna go for an R&B one.
I don't know. That one wasn't very R&B. I don't know. I wouldn't.
I hope you guys know this.
Then you gotta give
it's
us
a bit
two,
more
two
soul,
more R&Bs
isn't it?
After this.
Okay, try this.
Oh, I love it. This reminds me of like a couple years ago. I love the artist. Yeah, we can turn it up a little so they can hear. It's all so good. I know it by heart.
Jordan Smith. I had to wait for the first line, but
yeah, just to make sure. But yeah, for me that was very easy. Come on.
A good song. I
you said Tamia?
Like,
Huh? Oh, to me.
To me, yeah.
Oh, I was like, we can get some Tamiya in here as well.
Come on. So, we gotta get them moving. Come on, get us a good song. Yes.
Get us. Okay. Level us up a little bit.
Okay, yeah. You're right.
But Isaiah Rashad, Georgia Smith, also, I think is a good path, right? Sort of?
Yeah.
That's a good...
Is a good path?
Come on, Sequoia. A good one. A hard one.
I haven't...
A challenging one.
Some
you know what I mean?
I haven't listened to in like 5 or 6 years. That's why.
This is like high school music a bit, in a good way. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean,
reminiscent.
2017, 2018.
Yeah.
Okay.
California Dreaming.
I count on you, Sequoia.
Yeah. This is California Dreaming by the Mamas.
Thank God we don't have money to lose.
No, the Mamas and the Papas.
Thank God we don't have money to lose. The winner once again is getting Burna Boy tickets for February 29.
Is it the Mamas and Papas?
It's the
Mamas
and
the Papas,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough thing.
I can whip out like the hard stuff though.
Whip out the hard stuff.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh man.
But go
can we
crazy.
Go to medium
like,
hard
we can,
first.
We can cross genres as well.
We can do a lot of wide open
hip hop
really?
And
decades.
Then we're gonna do a different genre. We're just gonna do a completely
different
genre.
Yeah, completely different. Hit us.
Alternative. We got
alternative. Classic rock. Shoegaze. No, not shoegaze.
Shoegaze.
Yeah, Kareem's on shoegaze. George Harrison.
Come on, Sequoia. I trust you on this one.
Okay. This is what I'm
we need to level up again. Like, this is impressive.
Did we get coffee? Are we doing coffee?
We did. Should we grab? I'll grab our coffee.
What's your order at Gert's? Just a coffee?
Irish coffee.
Oh,
for
sure.
Yeah, at 11. No, it's 1. It's fair.
Oh, never mind. I can't drink alcohol afternoon.
Oh.
It's 1 p.m. somewhere.
I mean, it
here.
Is 1 p.m.
That means we can drink.
Come on, Sequoia. What's happening with the playlist? I don't know.
Do.
I feel like I need to
go
talk.
Go all the way
you
down
in
your Spotify
in,
and play the earliest song that you ever saved.
Every blank.
We can also do like Taylor, Ariana
come
Grande,
on.
Katy Perry.
You
like
know,
these
like,
types of pop
I think we're thinking too much. Like they know a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So like we don't need to think about an artist they might know.
I love your guys' confidence in us. It really feels good.
Thank you.
You can choose one.
Yeah. Choose one. I will put a hard one for you guys. I think it's a Montreal artist. So yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
Okay.
I know like one Montreal artist.
I know a couple.
It's a new song too. Okay.
New song. Okay,
new
so it's
song.
Not fucking Celine
no.
Dion, unfortunately.
Yeah. And it's not Leonard Cohen.
Oh no, that would be too easy.
I have a vendetta on that guy, actually.
We want better for you.
We'll do our best.
They're gonna run me out of the city, but I don't love that guy.
Oh, Kedra. Kedra not it. No.
Oh,
they collaborated. That's the only hint I would give you. Yeah, because, she's from Montreal. Okay, you got 2 clues. I mean, 3, technically. She's a female artist, and she's from Montreal, and she collaborated with Cat Fanato. That's a lot.
In the
10 years ago, she's the one that
10 years ago. Yeah. What? She's the one who was. Yeah, she had to actually go on the internet because she was like just off beat because they didn't sync the video right. So people were saying
that's her.
I'm sure it's the same. She's a Anna Singer. Yeah, I could be wrong. I want to Google it now. I think Shane Lea could be a spoiler. 2013, yeah.
Oh, well, that's the end of your spike, guys.
Thank you so much for playing.
Of course, guys. Thank you.
Yeah.
We hope everyone is better than us. Oh, that's crazy.
We'll let you go. You can sign up here for the ticket.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. All right. We need a new guest.
Oh, who is this? Wendy. It's okay. Well, we can also just do like a little chat break. Should we do like a little chat break?
Okay.
A little chat break.
Chit-chat.
Okay.
Chit-chat. So, hello. Wendy, can you introduce yourself? What's going on?
Hi, I'm Wendy. Hello, my name is Wendy. I am here at Gertz with Sequoia, Titoan, and...
Yeah, Aaron. Thank you to Aaron for taking the show.
Yes.
Go, Aaron. Yes. Yeah, this has been so fun to watch so far.
Thank you for being a little public, Wendy.
Okay, actually, Wendy, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you're in class, what is your, like, class distraction go-to?
Oh, my God.
Because, like, I'd be seeing so many, like, New York Times crosswords and, like, Wordles open and, like, people checking their email, people on Canva.
That's such a good question.
What is,
like... I'm kind of creepy.
Creepy?
I'm, like, curious about everyone I ever see, so I just, like, think about the inner lives of everyone around me, especially my professor.
That's not creepy. Wild.
That's actually such a good answer.
I just check my emails.
Thoughtful. I feel like that's thoughtful.
Yeah, I mean, that's creative. That's actually creative, you know? Like, I do random tasks. I'll check my emails or something like that, you know?
That's really productive.
So I don't feel too bad about myself because technically I'm doing something I should
be
doing.
You're being productive.
Kinda. Yeah. I mean, I should be listening, but it's hard sometimes. Wow. Do you want to play the game first?
Sure, but
yes.
I don't know. I feel like I won't get any of the songs, but
it's okay.
Don't worry, it's all for fun.
Okay,
okay, so what genre do you listen to?
I guess like I listen to a bit of indie rock.
Indie rock. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I don't really know anything.
Love how you just said that, and Sequoia was already like turning her mind, being like,
"What
song am I going to play?"
I feel like I need to be more, I don't know, I just like, you know, I'm not that.
It's okay. And do you know what? If you lose, or should I say when you're going to lose, you're going to fetch us our next guest. That'll be your mission.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. That's a big one.
Yeah. No pressure.
Today I was handing out the flyers. It's a very interesting experience.
Oh, yeah?
People in groups tend to say no.
Oh, yeah?
But when they're individual, they tend to take it.
Oh.
I'm talking about the CKT referendum flyers. Yes.
Like, I usually take it. Sometimes I don't talk to the person because maybe I'm in a rush, but I'll take your flyer and I'll look at it briefly. And then maybe I'll go in the trash, honestly. Like, come on. I can't keep it forever, but at least I'm aware of what's happening.
Yeah. Okay, I have one for you.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think this is indie rock, but...
Yeah, it's okay. I don't even know.
Let's
try
the genre.
Let me do a little station ID before. This is CKUT 90.3 FM. All right. We all live live at Gertz, and Wendy is going to guess a song. We trust you, Wendy. Come on.
We trust you. You're going to do great.
All right. So, Sequoia, hit play.
motel line, the street lights in the city palms. Call me what you want when you want if you want. And you can call me now till you call me up. Feel like the least of all your problems.
Oh, I've heard it. Yeah. Like, I didn't know the artist with the name, but I've definitely heard that song. Choice. I like it. That's also, you know, getting new songs into your playlist.
Yeah.
All right, so do we want to be nice and play another one? Just for funsies, I'm sorry, Wendy, you're not going to win the tickets.
Wait, how do you win? You have to get...
You guess the most songs out of all the people that are playing.
Out of all the people.
Okay, that was a little bit unfair to hit you with something outside your genre. Okay, let's try this one.
There's so many artists. You can only do so much.
We only have so many minutes in the day.
Exactly. It's like the music is already in my ears like 24/7. Like, you know, and even with that, I don't have enough time to... Yeah.
And also, like, it can be so exhausting to, like, listen to new music, too. Because, like, old music, like, music that you just know that's comforting is so, like... It's so comforting. It's so easy to listen to, so...
Exactly. You played, like, Teenage Fantasy by Georgia Smith. Oh, my God. Like, that song... Like, I know it by heart because I listened to it so often before, but now, like, I don't listen to it anymore. But, like, hearing it, it warmed my heart.
What was that time of your life like? Was that, like, high school for you?
It definitely was high school. It was high school. Was it COVID? I don't know. Maybe it was before. No, I think it was before. It was, like, the end of middle school, high school. Yeah. And, you know, she was so good. She's so good.
Yeah. Have you seen her, like, Tiny Desk show?
Of course.
It's, like, one of my favorite ones. It's so good.
I wasn't so sure about her latest album.
Oh, yeah. I've listened to, like, a few.
There's a few good ones. And, like, you know, it's way more pop.
It is, yeah.
All right.
Do any of you guys smoke rolled cigarettes and happen to have a filter?
Oh, no. We don't smoke here. No. We don't promote smoking on CKUT.
Oh.
Unfortunately, no.
Does anyone in Gertz... Nah, those would be too crazy.
Well, Wendy, I'm sorry you lost.
So sad.
We have a mission for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the guy over there wanted to participate, so, you know.
Actually, Wendy, I have one last question for you.
Oh, yeah.
What artists do you listen to?
Oh, my God.
Who are some of your favorite people?
Okay, I'll go through my Spotify. Let's see.
I don't know what to say. I feel like I need to fill the air. Come on, Wendy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm stressed. I don't know what to say anymore. I need water.
Okay, recently...
Hydrate, everyone.
I've been listening to Sarah Kinsley.
Oh, okay.
I really like Troye Sivan's new song.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
It's like video for one of my girls. Like, I watched that, like, on repeat, like, the whole week it came out.
You know what?
So true.
The funny thing is, when I first saw it, I actually, like, didn't realize that it was Troye Sivan and Drake. Like, I was like, I just thought it was, like, some random, like, girl. And then I was like, I watched it a second time, and I was like, wait a second. Like, what is this? It's amazing. It's so good. And it's such a good song, too.
It's so tragic, but beautiful. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I remember when Rush came out, too, and everyone was, like, insane and just like dancing. It was that was a fun time.
Like 2 weeks ago, I was listening to Creep by Radiohead on repeat.
So that is Wendy, I see you.
Like, you're trying to talk and delay your task. I'm not forgetting. I'm so sorry, girl.
You're so right. Okay.
Alright, so she's gonna fetch us a new gas.
Red. I think the guy in the red sweater. Go see if he still wants to chat with us.
Okay. So, as we are waiting for a new guest, this is CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, CKUT.ca on the web. And we are recording live at Gertz. It's a lot of fun.
And a little reminder again that there is a referendum, a SMU referendum going on. So if you're an undergraduate student at McGill, you should cast your vote. CKUT is having a little fee levy of $2. We haven't increased our fee since 2011. So, yeah, please go vote in the referendum.
All right. We got two more guests. We got
two
another mic
guests.
For you. Here you go. Your own personal mic.
What's up, fellas?
How are you guys?
I'm great.
I'm doing pretty well.
Can you guys introduce yourselves? Wait, have you ever been on live radio?
I have.
You have? Tell me about that.
I played a set for CKUT last semester.
Wow.
Amazing. Are you in a band?
I am, but I played a solo little acoustic thingy.
Okay.
So
nice.
Fun.
If you want to, like, promote yourself, like, go ahead. Like, what's your name? What do you do?
My name is Charlie, but I'll promote someone else.
Okay, cool.
Trying to think. Go listen to Rosie. It's a project out of McGill. His name is Quinn. He's good stuff. The album is named Rosie's World. Yeah, go listen to that.
Amazing.
Came out a couple months ago.
Awesome. Love supporting
the
local talent.
Yes.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Actually, sorry, it's a roundabout, but
I'm Charlie, third year undergrad studying religious studies.
Nice.
And I'm Alec. I'm also a third year undergrad studying history.
Awesome. Thank you for coming on to chat with us today.
Yeah,
of course.
Coming
Thanks
on
for
All
having
Things McGill.
Us.
Yeah.
Wait, what are y'all's names?
Yeah, sorry. Like the ambiguous host.
I'm Tituan.
Tituan?
Yeah.
And I'm Sequoia. I'm like a station volunteer at CKUT. I do like some local news coverage, I guess, here and there.
Cool.
And then
awesome.
Tituan is like
I'm the host
the
of All Things
host.
McGill.
Sweet.
Okay, fantastic. So do you guys know what we're doing today?
Guess the song?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
We're ready.
All
what
right.
kind of music do you guys listen to?
Trying to think what we both listen to.
It can be like a joint.
Yeah. I don't know. I like a lot of like. I don't know, like. What do we both listen to?
What were you just listening to like 2 minutes ago?
Yeah, actually, that's a great.
It was probably
that's
a YouTube
great
video.
Question.
I think it was "Bring Me to Life" by Evanescence.
All right. Yeah. So let's do like.
That's a great.
Early.
Song. So oldies.
Early 2000s like metalcore pop punk stuff.
Oh, that's very specific.
So like stuff like everything from like.
And I thought I was listening to niche stuff.
I'm a poser. I don't think I'll be able to help Charlie.
Well, if you're listening to Evanescence, like new metal, you know, like that kind of stuff. Apologies.
Like, you can't see it, but there is fear in my eyes. Like, I don't...
There is immense fear in my eyes.
For what?
Yeah. I don't know.
Because we have to come up with the songs.
Okay, we can do something else, y'all.
Can we
it's okay.
It a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, yes,
yeah, yeah,
yes.
Just tell me, like,
rock music.
Okay.
Rock.
That's easier to handle.
Sure.
Like,
anything. Like, anything starting from, like, Chuck Berry all the way until, like, right now. We got it all.
Some, like, medieval.
Yeah, and then also some, like, chants. Do you have any like
some like Gregorian chants maybe?
Yeah, like some like Hildegard von Bingen.
I'm just gonna go out on a limb and try this one. It popped into my head. See if you know it.
Okay.
You might have to go a little close to the speaker.
And you don't seem to understand.
Sure.
Duvet by Boa.
Okay, we hitting the right spot,
well,
apparently.
What he said.
Okay. Do you have anything to cue?
I don't listen to rock.
I need to think
okay.
for a second.
Well, what do you think, Sequoia?
Tell me about some artists that you listen to. Who do you like?
I really like New Jabez.
Oh my god, I am in such a New Jabez phase right now. So badly. It's
yeah,
amazing.
I found his music maybe like 2 or 3 years ago
oh,
and I've been listening
so
for a while.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And like recently I feel like I've been listening to them again. So like
I'm checking to see what I was recently listening to. I was listening to Hello
yeah,
Shark.
Classic rock.
Sorry?
Hello Shark. It's kind of like really like the DIY folk stuff. And
oh,
then
nice.
Adrian Lenker from Big Thief.
Okay, wait, I have an idea.
Okay. There's more. But lots of like that kind of stuff, you know, like kind of jangly
that
folk.
That helps.
Oh, too niche.
Anyway, I'm just going to play it on my phone because I really want to play this song.
Oh, well, sorry, dear radio listeners.
Okay, never mind, actually. That's not worth it.
No. Well, Sequoia, we trust you.
Okay, this is probably, like, this is a band that you probably know, but I'm going to try and choose a song and see if you know the song.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Okay. Just pick a random one. Come on. Come on, Sequoia. We trust you.
We're gonna do this one.
There's no lyrics right now, so I guess it's hard.
Do you recognize this song?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I definitely recognize this. Okay. I feel like I've even played this on bass before.
He needs the lyrics.
Oh.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
It's also hard with like the music playing right there.
Yeah, it's very.
It makes it really difficult.
Disturbing, yeah. It's like hard to focus.
This is a Radiohead song.
Okay, yeah.
It's
I was
a
gonna say either
anthem.
Radiohead or Queens of the Stone Age.
Okay.
Because.
Well. At least you got the artist right.
Well, I didn't, but I would have if I had.
Retrospectively.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
I could have also
mind.
Just said
Come
that.
On.
I could have just lied.
Okay. We're going to try.
We should have just listened to the entire thing and guessed, like, oh, probably Strokes.
Good answer, bro.
Meek Mill.
Okay, try this one.
Okay. Mitski.
Song.
Nobody.
Oh.
That was so fast.
The
yeah.
Cowboy.
I wasn't sure whether you were in that realm or not, so I didn't want to go too hard. Oh, God. This is really testing me. This is like, it's like... slightly in the periphery of like my music taste, so I'm like,
fair enough.
I'm trying,
really into like metal and punk and stuff
yeah.
like that. If you happen to be into that,
where are you, T2?
And emo?
Me? Oh my god, I'm very into like British stuff.
British?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you
try to keep away from that?
Alternative.
I try to stay away from any of that.
Like what eras?
Oh, like contemporary, yeah.
Contemporary British music,
yeah.
That's dangerous.
Like the
dangerous gamer.
The alternative hip hop genre specifically.
What did you say?
Like alternative hip hop.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That's okay, what I listen a lot to.
I was just listening to this one guy who's like a drill artist from England who I actually really liked. Which
is
it's difficult for me to like British things, but. Sorry, just being honest with you here. The song was Quick Quid by...
That's a very British...
Yeah, it's actually by Tommy 2K.
Oh, okay.
Tommy 2K and O-N, but it's spelled O-H-E-N, Owen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually like it's a really
Tommy
good song.
2K.
Tommy 2K is the producer and O-N is the vocalist.
Nice.
It's just like, it's got like some cool beat switch-ups and stuff, so...
Okay, let's try this one.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh yeah, Phoenix. I crashed a car listening to this song once. I'm not kidding.
That is crazy.
It's like 1901 or something. Is that what it's called? Yeah, I genuinely crashed a car in El Paso,
That's
Texas.
That's a crazy story.
Was that the because of the song? What happened? It was too distracting.
We were all okay, but I totaled a car outside of El Paso on a mountain listening to that song. I'm being dead serious.
Oh my god.
Okay. So I've shaking heard this though. Story before.
Yeah, it's true. I've heard this story. It's a good song.
Try this one.
Okay. Radiator Hospital? Don't say anything, please. Is that okay? Wait.
The gears are
such
turning.
Such a musician thing to do.
It also honestly sounds like Radiohead again.
No. Oh, that is such a backhanded compliment to Tom York.
Is this Tom York?
No. Oh, I don't think his voice is that whiny.
Yeah, it is.
I think it is too.
It's pretty whiny. Okay, but wait. Give me like 10 more seconds. Yep, no idea. I forgot. But I know. I remember this because it sounds like there's sleigh bells.
It sounds like
sleigh bells.
Oh,
like there's sleigh
yeah,
bells in it.
That's cute. Is the artist Clap Your Hands Say Yeah familiar to you?
Yeah.
At all? Okay, yeah. It's them.
It's like
Let the cool
early 2000s.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Correct me
Shout
if I'm wrong.
Shout out to my dad who showed me this album.
Shout out to my dad for playing nothing but Pearl Jam.
Yeah, what did your parents play for you growing up? Like what was playing in the car?
A lot of like the Smiths and
oh no okay
I know
yeah. Hell yeah, that's awesome.
And my mom would always play like ABBA.
Would play what?
ABBA or ABBA.
Okay.
That's fun.
My dad played so much Smiths too. Like he was obsessed. Yeah.
Like Morrissey is not good, but it's good music to listen to. I think, especially like for parents, I feel like it's good dad and mom music.
It is. Well, I feel like it's like I was an angsty like teenage boy who grew up in the 90s, so like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
And it happens. But.
For me, it was my parents love like that kind of like soft rock stuff.
Okay.
So like Dave Matthews Band.
Oh yeah.
Coldplay.
Very like parents band.
Everything like even like John Mayer, Van Morrison. Like,
oh my god, my dad loved John Mayer so much.
Jack Johnson. You know yes! what? You know what it's all about. Like the stuff that
Jack Johnson was for the just, kids.
Yeah.
For the kids.
I mean, I can't
pancakes.
Necessarily say I loved all that music. In fact, I don't really like it much. But it was definitely like good as a kid to just have like really pleasant music playing all the time.
Yeah.
So that was good. Except my dad was obsessed with Pearl Jam and the Foo Fighters as well. So he'd play them a lot too, and that was that kind of like offset the like pleasantness of the other
you know,
stuff.
The acoustic version of Everlong by the Foo Fighters is such a
absolutely
good
beautiful
song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic song.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. T21 has a song for you.
Yeah, for fun, because I mean you didn't get it, but one last song.
Okay, sounds good.
It was a hit, even
it's
in the
hit.
US.
And
so,
I love it. It's such a good song.
The new version?
Could you tell where my head
yeah, with a collab, a feature on her. It's even better.
Man, I thought I had everything. I was lonely. Now you're my everything. I was lonely. I'm just in love with a lot of drugs that I found you.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I've listened to this song like a million times. No idea what it's called.
I don't know what it's called.
What is it?
British artist.
Yeah, see that car. Hell and back.
By who?
Thaka.
Oh yeah, that's why.
He's
yeah.
an amazing artist, so I will say.
I'm not into the whole British thing.
I had to play it, sorry guys.
I respect your lifestyle
my
decision,
lifestyle.
But
okay,
all
right, here's my question.
Okay.
How can
I thought you were talking to me, I was like, I'm here.
How can you say that when there's such a diversity of music coming out of the UK? Like, what is your defense?
Well, there's a difference between coming out of the UK and coming out of England.
England, okay.
I can listen to music coming out of the UK, but just not music that's coming out of England.
No, and
but
I will. Like, what are you talking about? London is such a hub for good music.
Yeah, and like...
What are you talking
like,
about?
Like, are there specific that's genres cool. that
you
dislike? You
know, we all have to have our boundaries in life.
Like, you can't be like, England is bad.
I can, and I do.
Unless
it's actually quite impressive.
It's no. going down on CKUT.
That's it.
90.3
FM. We quit the show. No.
Yeah, just, you know, we all have to limit ourselves, and we all...
Okay, no, that's fair. We were just saying that, you know, there's too much music anyway. Like,
yeah,
you got to set boundaries for yourself.
If I wanted to listen to everything, I would just be... That's all I would ever do, and I would never sleep. But, you know, I like to set limits, because you can learn a lot more from, like, listening to just a little bit of stuff really carefully, I think,
is
than listening
that?
To everything.
Wait, that's actually an interesting question.
But for me, at least.
Are you guys the kind of people who listen, like, you have a couple, like, albums that you just listen to over and over again? Or are you kind of, like, just listening to new stuff all the time? Like, how do you listen to music? You listen to playlists or what?
For me, I don't know. I like discovering new music through, like, other people.
Okay, yeah.
I hate... going through like the Discover Weekly on Spotify or whatever.
I hate it.
I think the music that it recommends always sucks. It always sucks.
Okay.
So I really like getting song recommendations from like friends.
Friends, yeah.
Or like online forums or stuff like that.
Okay.
So I agree with all of that, especially because I don't know if I mentioned this, but I work in the music industry.
Oh, you do.
I'm an
okay.
audio engineer, and I've done like a lot of like. Releasing music myself and with other people. So I've seen like a decent amount, I mean, just scratch the surface, but a decent amount of like the back end of how all that playlisting stuff works and how you get on Discover Weekly and whatever. And it's just like, a lot of it is random, but a lot of it is also just based on effectively just nepotism and connections and money and opportunities. And usually those opportunities are given to a select group of people. And it's the same kind of people that get opportunities in academia, the same kind of people that get job opportunities.
The parallels.
Yeah. So it can be diverse, but usually it's diverse on accident.
Okay.
Which is okay, but sometimes it's what's the opposite of diversity? Like
homogenous?
It is, yeah, thank you. Homogenous on purpose.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's a bit of a shame. But when it comes to like the way I consume music and listen to music, I used to just listen to every single thing that people recommended me.
Really?
Like everything.
Okay. Wow.
And I would always listen to the whole album. Cause I like,
oh, good for you. You're a like, really good friend.
That's
wow.
Yeah, well,
because
I thought it was like, it was like a sacred thing to me. I was like, no, you can't just listen to like this song.
Yeah.
But now I realize that, well, I don't feel the same way. Now I just kind of listen to random stuff.
It is a really interesting like change in how people have consumed music over the years, because like you used to listen to like you used to have like the liner notes and like, you know, the CD and like you kind of it'd be hard to like just skip to song 8. You have to be like
it's a decision you have to make, really.
But now it's like people listen to a lot of playlists, people listen to a lot of like things out of order, so
yeah,
I wonder if that's like changing the way people make albums or
totally.
I don't know. Yeah. But what do you think? Is that, like, evil? Like, do you think that we should, like, return to the good old days of music and whatever? Like, what is your fair take on it?
I mean, I personally think that a lot of people don't really, like, actively seek out music, if that makes sense. So
it
whatever,
yeah,
whatever exposure they get is just whatever's played around them.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually artificial.
Yeah, I mean, I think, part of that is why... like TikTok, music on TikTok has become such a big thing.
I knew this would come
up.
And then artists like try to cater to that sound a bit.
Is the TikTok fear overblown? Because people are like, oh, TikTok is ruining
the
music
industry.
I
have like a firsthand experience with all this stuff.
Sure.
I'm interested.
Well, okay, so I was close with multiple people who blew up on TikTok, like their music blew up on TikTok.
Okay.
Which isn't really that much of a flex, because there's literally thousands of musicians every month that this happens to. So if you exist in the industry at all, you're going to know someone that had had their numbers explode because of this. And I think sometimes it's random and cool and whatever, but sometimes it's also like just literally just labels pumping money into... Yeah. It's like the same kind of payola situation that you had with old radio stations. Like it functions in very similar ways. And I don't think it's quite as like equitable and as like scrappy as people would like to think it is. Well, I know it's not because I see it all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the end of the world.
Alternative radio stations like CKUT, on the other hand.
Shout out
totally,
to
totally,
us.
Totally, yeah. No, shout out to CKUT. Shout out all independent radio, independent broadcasting, independent playlisting, everything. So, yeah.
All right. So, thank you so much, guys. Thank you for playing and the good discussion.
So
thank you for having us.
Here's
so
the
much.
Sign up sheet for the Burna Boy tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, it's right over there.
Yeah, you are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, CKUT.ca online. We are live at Gertz Cafe right now.
Yeah, we need a new guest. A new guest. Anyone would like to participate?
Who? Give me 1 second.
Yes. Sequoia is doing all the work. I'm just here doing my little stuff, talking. She's doing the playlist, talking to people. She's getting us a guest right now. I trust her. All right, guys. Thank you so much. That was a lot of fun. You can just come talk to us. It's very chill. We're playing a little game, if that's of an interest.
Yeah, do it.
It's
a music guessing game.
Yeah, guess the songs. So we got one mic over there, too.
Okay, so I don't know many songs.
Okay, apparently it's going to be a bit short for our recording, but we can talk to you guys, and, you know, we don't have to end strictly on the dot, but maybe we'll have a little
we'll wrap up our
ending
show.
Interruption.
Great.
Do you want to introduce yourself? Say your name.
I'm a U3 cognitive science student.
My name is Ashia, and I'm also a U3 cog sci student.
And Ashia and I are in a class together.
Oh.
Philosophy of Science.
Shout out to Oren Magal.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know CKUT?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Cool.
Do you listen to CKUT?
No, not.
I admit, no,
well, you're on
because
it now,
I didn't know that you guys existed until this semester, because a friend of mine wanted to volunteer for CKUT, so
awesome,
he told me about it, and I've been meaning to listen.
Cool.
Yeah, like, I'm aware of you guys, and, like, you know, for a whole, like, every semester after semester, I've been like, oh, I want to, like, you know, come to your studio, see what it's all about, maybe volunteer. It just never happened, and I have listened on
this
and
semester
off,
is
not,
like that, yeah.
Yeah, but not, like, religiously or anything.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah. But, yeah.
I don't do it either, honestly. Like, some nights I turn it on, and it's like... Either it's good music, or it's jazz, or it's, like, very
the
experimental.
Weirdest stuff I've... Like,
and we love CKUT for that.
Oh, me too. One time, like, I was... Oh, my God. It was so funny. I literally had, like, a date over, and I was like, oh, listen, like, the radio station that I volunteer at. And then I turned it on, and it was, like, some guy doing, like, the weirdest, like, like, went over, like, a static beat. And I was like, this is insane. And it was so funny. It was
it's
so
great.
Well,
we listened to
it
for...
You seem like you have, like, avant-garde taste. Like, I don't
even
try it.
I love this song.
So true. So what kind of music do you listen to?
Yeah.
What's your genre?
Like,
it can be pop.
Indie,
no judgment.
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of pop.
Indie stuff. I mean, it's annoying to use the indie label, but I mean, it's just,
Okay, I'm not that edgy.
I'm
I listen
edgy
to pop. Thank you.
Yeah.
Some Tamil songs, because I'm Tamil, but mostly, like, basic stuff, Taylor Swift, that type of thing.
I love pop music. I feel like pop music gets so slandered, but, like, it's good. It just sounds good.
There's
it's
a
so
reason
fun.
Why it's so popular. Thank
and
you.
And there's also, like, a lot of people who exist on, like, the fringes of pop who are still doing pop, but it's not, like, top 40 or whatever. But I also love top 40. I don't know. I love it. I've been listening to Doja Cat so much.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm just going to do a little ending because this is going to play live on the radio. So we got to make sure that we say all the good things. Yeah, this is CKUT 90.3 FM. And this is a very special episode. We are recording live at Gertz. Yeah, the SMU referendum is happening right now. Go vote if you haven't. CKUT has a question on it to increase the fee levy by $2 just to keep up with inflation because we haven't raised our fee in more than 10 years. That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it's time.
And also, today only on Friday, November 17th, you get 35% off drinks, I think, at Gertz if you show them that you voted. So keep student democracy alive. Go use your voice in the election. And yeah.
All right. We're not ending, but I'm going to say thank you, Sequoia, for co-hosting with me and dealing with the playlist. A life savior you are.
Oh, this was really fun. You're an amazing co-host, T2N. This was amazing. And thank you to all our guests who were on.
Yes. Yeah. About guests, I'm sorry, listeners on the radio, yes, and my cuts any moment, but we have two guests, so let's play the game. Are you ready, guys?
Sure. Let's
so you just got to find the artists. And then we move on. And our prize, it's tickets for Burna Boy. He's a Nigerian singer.
He's really fun. Okay, it's playing. It might be a little quiet, so you might need to go listen to the speaker.
Right under there. They're good.
Do you know the song?
Bad idea.
Oh, yes.
I'm right here with all my friends. Bad idea, right?
Such a good song, by the way.
You got it before she said it, though.
I tripped and fell into his bed. Oopsies. Okay. Sorry, guys. We are finding a song as we speak. T2N selected.
Yeah, we'll see. It's popular.
But I feel like it's one of those songs that people recognize, but they don't know.
Yeah, it's like a TikTok song. You know, you've heard it, but you don't necessarily know the artist.
Just wait for the chorus to come in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that song is Back on 74 by Jungle.
It was really big on TikTok for a minute, and it was like,
I guess I was off the out for that minute, unfortunately.
Sequoia, do you want to do... Yeah, I mean...
It's a fun song.
Okay, sometimes, like, you just... I feel like with TikTok, you hear a lot of music, and, like... You get the chorus, but you don't necessarily get the artist.
Yeah, the emphasis on the artist isn't so much. Like you'll hear it, and then it might be like scrolling past,
It's easy to overlook, yeah. All right, well, for funsies, we got one more. Come on, Sequoia. Yeah, this is very indie, right? I love saying indie when she's so big.
I know this. Oh my gosh. It's one of those things.
It's one of those things.
Lana.
Yes.
Well done.
I love Lana.
Alright.
We have a Lana fan amongst us.
Very nice. All right, guys. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, this is the end of the show.
Yeah,
we're going to wrap it up. It's going to air in 15 minutes.
We're
going to run. We're crazy for doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Spread the word. Tell people to tune in to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah, take a sticker for sure. Yeah. Spread the good word about CKUT. We're very chill. If you ever want to pop out, just reach out. Do a little tour of the radio if you have an idea. We also have this show, actually. All Things McGill, playing every Monday from 11 to 12. And it's open to the McGill community.
Montreal.